Welcome to The Excellent Fiduciary, a podcast from Roland Criss, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Criss host.
Businesses that provide record-keeping services to 401k-type retirement plans are merging at a dizzying rate. What considerations should employers resolve when a competitor acquires their record keeper? Well, we're going to address that question from the perspective of a retirement plan fiduciary and plan participants in today's podcast. I'm Ron Hagen, chairman of the Risk Standards Committee at Roland Criss, and it's my pleasure to host this episode of the Excellent Fiduciary Podcast. Industry experts believe there's more consolidation of record-keeping firms to come. Those firms are under significant pressure to keep up with investments in technology, product offerings, and customer experience. Narrow profit margins, increased technology requirements, and greater customer demands are forcing record-keeping providers to increase their scale to broaden their client bases. And retirement plan record-keeper consolidation has grown rapidly in the early 2000s, beginning with acquisitions of smaller entities that were unable at the time to keep pace with evolving customer needs and product sophistication. Here's a little history of the industry. While 401k-type plans have been in existence now for some time, significant changes have taken place since Congress passed the Revenue Act of 1978, which cleared the way for the establishment of 401k and 457 plans. The change proved to be revolutionary. But record-keeping at the time required only quarterly paper statements, and there was no participant-directed investing. The mutual fund industry drove then the next evolutionary step for defined contribution plans like 401ks, then in the early 1990s. Recognizing a massive opportunity to capture assets to manage, these firms moved to put control of the investments into the hands of plan participants. Once individuals were making investment decisions, then the demand for more frequent information and access to the information naturally developed into daily record keeping and 24/7 access. In that era, the most dominant record keepers were the mutual fund managers and insurance companies whose primary interests were to sell their investment products. The American retirement landscape was more of a vehicle for product distribution than any well-considered program to produce retirement-ready participants. Well, then in the early 2000s, the emergence of independent retirement consultants and investment advisors in this marketplace slowly changed the industry by promoting more fee awareness. That moved the focus of investments away from each record keeper's proprietary products, and then in turn, federal regulators began enforcing a new idea called fee transparency, which ushered in then the open architecture investment period. Incidentally, open architecture can use investments provided by more than a single fund family or insurance company and has become the prevailing norm now over time. Well, all of this brings us to where the retirement plan industry is today. It's one that's pieced together by product providers, growing demand, and governmental oversight. As regulation and client demand have stretched record-keeping margins thin, we see them taking large-scale action, whether it's by acquiring, merging, outsourcing, or simply getting out of the business. Strategic planners at record-keeping firms face many reasons to buy or merge with a competitor, and most of them are looking for market share or access to market segments where they're not currently strong. Now, acquiring a competitor's superior technologies, technology or systems is also a common goal. And as a byproduct of federal regulations and lawsuits against plan sponsors, record-keeping fees continue to decline in spite of consolidation, which requires those firms to do more with less. It's a business that demands scale. It's often more successful to get that scale by acquiring an entire portfolio than by growing one client at a time. Well, the industry's buyers typically have very robust technology systems. And that's because the technology demands have increased as the risk of cybersecurity increases. In the past, record keepers had to improve technology to provide new services. But now, there's a greater emphasis on protecting participant data and assets. So vulnerable record keepers are those who have not been investing in new technology. Some record keepers have pursued strategic partnerships or outsourcing arrangements in order to remain technologically competitive. An excellent example of that is Vanguard's partnership with Infosys. Headquartered in Bengaluru, India, it took over Vanguard's record-keeping operations now over a year ago. Well, the hope is that these continued transactions are favorable for the industry, leading to enhancements in technology and services, with economies of scale driving better experiences and outcomes for plan sponsors and their participants. But consolidation, as we've learned in other industries, doesn't automatically mean improved innovation. The frequency of these changes and the different benefits and challenges that can come from each transaction make it as important as ever for plan fiduciaries to perform periodic due diligence of the marketplace. Now, here's a personal question for you. What should you do, what would you do, if your retirement plan's record keeper is acquired? Well, plan sponsors should use news of their retirement plan record keeper's merger as an opportunity to assess all record-keeping services and to renegotiate fees. As a fiduciary, selecting appropriate service providers is one of the most critical responsibilities, and a record-keeper merger is a vendor change. Federal law requires that fiduciaries handle that change with care, skill, and diligence, documenting the fiduciary committee's actions, showing that it pursued an informed, reasoned, and rigorous investigation. A practical benefit of this kind of due diligence is that it can help you evaluate possible changes in service levels and fees that could be on the way. And you certainly don't want to miss out on any new benefits, such as technology improvements and enhanced features that could improve plan administration and outcomes for your employees. And if coming changes from your record keeper don't seem appropriate, you could take the step of expanding your committee's response. Now, my strong recommendation is not just to go with the flow. If the record keeper of your retirement plan is acquired or merges with another organization, industry best practices offers you three approaches. The first is a request for a meeting with the current record keeper to review any service, fee, or product questions that you and other fiduciaries may have about the transaction. The second approach is a request for information, or an RFI. The scope of an RFI usually involves a review of services, fees, or product-related questions with the current record keeper, comparing them to answers to the same issues obtained from other vendors. Those answers would be obtained informally. The third and more involved approach is a request for proposal, or RFP, project. As the name suggests, the fiduciaries of your plan would seek bids from a group of vendors to determine which vendor would best meet the plan's current and future needs. I suggest you get help from an unbiased, qualified vendor management firm to simplify an RFP, which can be a complex issue. One of the issues about RFPs that you would face is that the responses come in apples and oranges. There is no standard way of responding to an RFP, and if you submit a bid request to various vendors, you will get various kinds of replies. An advisor who specializes in this field can lighten the burden on the human resources group where RFPs are typically managed. Well, before we conclude today's podcast, here are some final thoughts. Retirement plan oversight committees should maintain a continuing awareness of the consolidation trend in the record-keeping business. If the plan on which you are a fiduciary receives a record-keeping merger announcement, conduct a disciplined process to evaluate its implications. Whether that evaluation process is an informal meeting, an RFI, or a formal RFP, you'll be a lot more confident when you're done that your record-keeping relationship is appropriate. Well, please join us for the Excellent Fiduciary Podcast next week. We'll be covering another topic that challenges executives who serve on employee benefit plan fiduciary committees. And in the meantime, feel free to contact me by email at excellentfiduciary@rolandchris.com Or you may connect with Roland Criss on LinkedIn for frequent posts on this and other fiduciary management topics. And you can also, of course, visit our website at rolandcriss.com. Until next time, have a great week.